For most Americans, Thanksgiving dinner means turkey. But as Mark Seth Linder cautions, if you're thinking of making a meal out of a wild turkey, you better think twice.
Turk, turk, turkey comes jerk, jerk, lurking on, tip to toe, cautious, like ice just itching to melt. Through parkland, under low-lying limbs, drip, drip, dripping with dew, patient, like mud settling where deer galumphing stirred up still water. Driving slow and low and through from tall grass to scrub, look at them go, tough, bad. Ain't no butterball, ain't no song, sparrow. Checking out the quiet part of the woods ahead of would-be girlfriends, might-be lovers, always moving cover to cover. Then, right behind, taking their sweet time, wouldn't you know, hear those birdie birds come, tut-stut, strutting their stuff, proud and tall and don't gonna be no one's, I say no one's stuffing. They might look sweet. First best think on this. Before you get to the eats, have to beat down 20 pounds of lean, mean muscle, armored like a weaponeer. Got spurs on the backs of their legs, sharp as a thorn. Got a beak that means business. Fly straight up, chase someone down the block, wreck someone's whole day. So back away. Keep on licking your lips, that's someone gonna be you. Morning catches the sheen at shoulders back, cusp of wing, iridescent as mother of pearl. But these ain't no pretty, pretty peacocks. No birds of paradise making nice. Don't be calling these turkeys turkey to their face. Feathers broad and flat as dragon scutes, breath like mace. Neck like a reptile, long and ropey. Glaring, staring, violet, blue, and crimson red. Horn of flesh in the center of the head, bald as a vulture. Eye as dark as obsidian glass. Feet that leave a 4-inch track, picking their toes with a clickety-clack. Like those who have risen from the sea and crawled back in, seal and sea lion, whale and dolphin, some take to the sky only to return to land. Wild turkey, that jabberwock, weighty presence, work of art, less than the sum, more than the parts.
Mark Seth Linder writes a column called Salt Marsh Diary. To see some of his photographs, go to our website, loe.org.